I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, it is Dom time. Good Thursday. Well, I am live from the Dom Dome with Dan and Bill and Joe, already at Ice Station Zebra today, looking over beautiful downtown Philadelphia and ready to talk with you on a big, big news day at 9:30-ish. We have on Robert Redfield, who, of course, Dr. Redfield, is the head of the CDC. In some ways, the much maligned CDC. Thank you to all the people that sent me so many questions. I've culled them down. Dan was busily sending them this morning. One of the wilder things I've gotten right before airtime, Dan, was, wait a minute. I thought beauty salons were not exempt, particularly in Washington, D.C. or whatever, from the shutdown orders. And this woman says, I know Nancy Pelosi has to go every 2 weeks, maybe even longer. Is she using box dye? So observe an eye. I think maybe Nancy has the salon come to her, probably come over to the house. And I think that's allowed, I guess. But I'm saying this because I'm looking at all kinds of jobs today. The stimulus bill is huge. What's happened here? 855-839-1210. I'd love to get you in. We have, according to the Labor Department, I've seen various websites say different things, but it is in the neighborhood, and listen for the key word here, of 3.3 million initial unemployment claims have been filed since we've seen these shutdowns. 3.3 million people. And thanks to Dan's expertise, we instituted the job line yesterday. We had someone call in, an employer who was looking for people. We'll give a shout out to employers to do that. You can get Bill or Joe. They'll take your call, relay it to Dan, and then we'll put it on the air. So look, this was a rock and a hard place. There is stuff in here, and I know people can center in on the usual petty nonsense, $25 million for the stinking Kennedys, right? For the Kennedy Center. What an outrage. I get that. But the bigger thing that has people troubled, I think, is the unemployment compensation. That we are actually, there's a lot to like in here. And I'm supportive, given everything you have to deal with these progressives, etc. And we're still not done yet. AOC or somebody else might shut down a process where this could end tomorrow. I think by the weekend, it's going to be a done deal. Think about that. Think about how Trump in his gut is feeling this. You know how he's feeling this. This is his baby, the economy, jobs, jobs, jobs. He's got to be climbing the walls. 3.3 million people on his watch, not due to him, but due to the nonsense of some Democrats and also the virus, due to the red communist Chinese and all the stuff that went into this, 3.3 million. Now, we don't have the unemployment rate yet, but I've seen figures that are, in February, it was only 3.5%, which is great, the Trump economy. And now we're into the Wuhan virus economy, and it's not going to be pretty. So here's some of the things in the bill. Let me start with the major one. And then a little bit later on, I'll give you, when does relief arrive? What are these caps? Who gets checks? Who doesn't get checks? But I'm looking with this Wall Street Journal story today of 3.3 million people unemployed, Labor Department stats. And they have the story of a massage therapist Now, if you listen to the show, you know I love the great massage. Well, they definitely can't work in the age of maybe who knows how long before people are going to go back for that, right? And it's very, the woman says, I can't do massages by Skype. You know, there are businesses, there are things out there. I don't know. Staying in that profession might take a long wait here, maybe up to a year before you see people going back to that. It's a difficult thing. There are certain professions that are very, very difficult. Well, the principal error of the Obama recession enhanced unemployment benefits that undercut work incentives. That's what you always have to worry about. They contract the active labor force and they undermine economic growth. So this bill, the fear is, with these very generous unemployment benefits over 4 months, in some cases getting paid more to not work than to work for some people, is big, big trouble. This bill, for the first time, provides unemployment benefits for a worker who quits if he or she self-certifies that the individual has to quit his or her job as a direct result of the virus. And I don't think that's going to be a challenge. Now, the 4 months does exceed any reasonable expectation of how long the shutdown orders will be in place. And you're going to see the disincentive, and Democrats, progressives love this stuff for two reasons. One, a lot of them are anti-providing incentives to work. And the other is it hurts Trump. That's what's in their mind. It hurts Trump. So here is President Trump yesterday. I got two different cuts here. One of the goofy governor of New Jersey, but first President Trump with this reporter. This is a little bit lengthy, but this summarizes where we are. You're not allowed to say, even though Governor Andrew Cuomo said it, we played you that yesterday, that we have to be making plans to get the economy, 3.3 million Americans unemployment in Pennsylvania. It's I have various figures here, but I think it was 400,000. My God, just imagine what this is like. Does that dent the skull of Governor Wolf? No, I don't think so. I really don't. And a lot of these progressive governors, they think they have the high moral ground here. It's because of the lieutenant governor of Texas went on and got it said the other night. He was willing to be a little bit riskier. He's a 69-year-old lieutenant governor. Potentially, with his own health, he understands that, to get the economy back moving, calibrated, within reason. Now we're hearing Fox News, talk radio. We want people to die. We don't care if people die as long as the stock market goes up. Here's President Trump with one of those reporters, and he smacked them down good because this is going to be the tension. A lot of these governors are not going to relent on this. I have the stats. It's 21 states. Only 21 states have any kind of stay-at-home order, and almost all of them are blue. So here's President Trump yesterday with this reporter.
Dr. Ashish Shah, who is the head of Harvard's Global Health Institute, says the key to getting this economy open as soon as possible is to test everyone who needs testing so we can quarantine all infected individuals and allow everyone else to go back to work immediately. Would you subscribe to that strategy?
No, but we have tested more than anybody. I saw him.
And if not, how many deaths are acceptable?
Yeah. How many? None. Okay, how many deaths are acceptable to me? None. Okay, none, if that's your question. Look, I saw him. I saw his statement. We have tested by far more than anybody. We're testing more than anybody right now. There's nobody even close. And our tests are the best tests. They're the most accurate tests. But if you're saying we're going to test 350 million people, I watched his statement. I disagree with it. We can go to certain states. I could name them now, but I'm not going to do that. But we can go to certain states right now. They have virtually no problem or a very small problem. We don't have to test the entire state in the Middle West or wherever they may be. We don't have to test the entire state. I think it's ridiculous. We don't have to do it. A lot of those states could go back right now, and they probably will, because at some point in the not too distant future, certain states are going to come off the rolls. Maybe New York can't, and maybe California can't. Maybe the state of Washington can't, although if you look at them, their biggest problem was in one nursing home. Yeah, go ahead.
But the states aren't siloed. And so, I mean, somebody, if you test one state and then the person moves over to the other state, well then...
You know, you're going to just look at that. But if you take a look at the states and many states that I'm talking about, they don't have a problem. We have some big problems, but it's confined to certain areas, high-density areas. So why would we test the entire nation, 350 people? With that being said, I'm going to say it again. We tested far more than anybody else. We have the ability to test. I mean, we've come a long way from an obsolete, broken system that I inherited.
All right. Now, this gets at, you can see where this is going. Read between the lines. That Easter deadline, the aspirational stuff and all that, what it means is certain states, and there's going to be a lot of resistance in the others. New York's not going to reopen up. I saw the bus lines now. We're not sending buses to New York. Okay? California, you see what this is going to be tailored. But that's not good enough. The gripe is going to be, you don't care if people die. Now, these are people that are working. I see, Dan, that our buddy Stephen Colbert is going to be back with a full show on Monday night, you know, and yet he's one of the guys that are attacking all this, how reckless and whatever. Why is he doing a full show, not reruns with his comedy bit thrown in from his Barco lounger outside there? Why is he doing a full show? Well, the technology, everything's going to be safe. We're going to do a full Tonight Show. I'm sorry, wrong show. The Colbert Show on Monday night, the 30th. And yet these are the people that are attacking that others want to get back and be working, given some of the decisions that are being made here about risk, etc. Now, here's one of them. Here's Governor Murphy yesterday. He doesn't refer to President Trump, but he gets a question. And suddenly, and I put this up on Twitter, this guy, you know, even for progressives, has a heck of a nerve prattling on about fighting to save every single life, when he is the darling of Planned Parenthood and NARAL and everything else. He's right there, 100% approval rate. Here's Murphy. New Jersey is going to fight to save every single life. So that means we're not going to open up just because Trump says so.
Make no mistake, we are in this fight to save lives. And I would just say this, that we completely and utterly reject some pockets, I might add, happily, small pockets that are suggesting around the country, mercifully, I've not heard much of this in New Jersey, that certain persons are expendable. The fact of the matter is, everyone is indispensable. We will fight to save every single life. We will leave nothing on the battlefield in that effort. There is no cost that is too high to save any one precious life. Let's all remember that we are America. We're the country that never leaves the fallen soldier, injured or killed on the battlefield. We always go back, including putting lives at risk to get that fallen soldier. That is America. That is what we stand for. That is our value system, and that is New Jersey. We will fight to save every single life, and there is no cost too high associated with that.
There you go. You see? Is that true? We can go back in time a little bit. I might bring up, oh, there you go again, you guys, bringing up Benghazi. We certainly didn't ride to the rescue there, did we? Just to cite one. But you see the battle lines being drawn. You see how the media is aiding and abetting on this, not saying that X number of people will die, but people making the point we do drive at certain speeds. If we drove at 10 miles an hour, a lot fewer people would be killed, right? Would Governor Murphy be willing to do that? These are all fair questions to ask about calibration versus what Murphy's talking about here. But of course, no one in that room jousted with him on this. All right, we got a great side question we'll get to a little bit later, but I'd love to hear from you, 855-839-1210. You'd be the first call in. Dan, we have a job lines entrant already. I'm thrilled with this, doing our little part on this. Dan, what do you have?
So Frank Sal called in. He's the director of communications for J.P. Mascaro and Sons. He can be reached 267-933-6022 or frank.sau at jpmascaro.com. They're looking for drivers, managers, A&B licensed drivers, ride managers. So give him a shout. He's the director of communications again for J.P. Mascaro & Sons, Frank Sal, 267-933-6022.
And if you don't get that number, you can call and Bill or Dan or somebody or Joe later on. They'll give it to you again and let us know if you do act on this. We love it. So thank you. Thanks for that. The job line is open for further notice with 3.3 million unemployed. 855-839-1210. Coming to you from the home court advantage today, the Dom Dome extravaganza. Welcome in.
You ever put shoes on?
I don't have. You heard that with Angelo. I think by the way, I was on with Angelo Cataldi today on Mayor Jim Kenney. And also, Dan, my sports expertise is much in demand. They made sure they had a lot to talk about. If we had got started talking on basketball, I was told you may have to put on a best of for the first 10 minutes of my show because I was in demand.
Did you challenge Angelo to any kind of physical challenges?
You know what? Maybe you should go down and challenge him to a duel. No.
Duel?
No, just kidding.
I was thinking maybe throwing a football 40 yards. Or.
Well, yes. Ask him if he thinks he could. I bet he could throw it 40 yards. I bet he thinks that's child's play. But no, I did not have shoes on doing that, and I don't have them on for this first hour. Then I'm going to try running shoes for the last 2 hours just to see how that feels here at home.
It's kind of nice, right?
Well, except I got up at the normal time at 4 o'clock, fully showered, shaved, and the usual regalia. So I saluted myself and went right to work. So, no.
Long commute.
No, that's right. I would rather be there on the home front. But, there are other things going on here.
Now you can pick your nose in peace.
Absolutely. Thank you for that.
Yes.
By the way, speaking of that, Mayor Jim Kenney is convening a big virtual town hall. Listen to this today in Philadelphia, complaining there are not enough relief packages for the following. Domestic workers, undocumented people. How do you like that? Oh, yeah, those that are here illegally. I mean, what are we going to do? And gig economy workers. Now, instead of saying, yes, maybe we need to get this economy back and rolling, as Trump is saying, they want more coming from city taxpayers to cover all this, and saying these people are not covered by what was done in the Senate yesterday. The undocumented, what are they going to do during this situation? As a taxpayer in Philadelphia, this is what they're focused on. Wow. Let's go to Bob in Lansdale. Bob is next in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bob, good morning. Welcome in.
Hey, Dom, thanks for having me on the show. A great show. You provide a nice, balanced, level-headed view of pretty much whatever's going on in the, in the nation, and that's appreciated. But I wanted to talk about the, the $2,400 per couple, as
yes.
well as just the stimulus package in general. As a libertarian, I'm typically hesitant when the government starts saying things like we're going to fund, X amount of money for X amount of time, and it kind of turns me off as a libertarian and a conservative economically. But I understand that. Trump's main crossover appeal is the economy. You can't knock what the economy's been doing. So I guess it's okay in this instance, for it to be propped up that way. I hope it doesn't turn into something that lasts ad infinitum.
Well, as a libertarian, I'll tell you why. Wait a minute. I hear you, but I understand it. This does go far. But the reason is when the government's mandating that you can't work, what's supposed to happen then? It's government
Absolutely.
Interference here. In some cases, I agree. And as a result, people have to have some sustenance. That's the problem with this. So
I share. You're 100% right on that. And the other thing I wanted to say really quick was, and I talked to my wife about this. I said, whatever money the government thinks is appropriate to give us back as, whatever stimulus, if you pay off bills, if you put it under your mattress, if you put it even into the stock market, you're not stimulating the economy with that. So
no.
We have decided, and I think it's a good suggestion for most people, if you can afford it, if you have money coming in from a paycheck through working at home or whatever, go to your local businesses, buy whatever they're selling, and maybe even better, buy gift certificates so that they get some cash flow now, and you can redeem those at a later time.
Wow,
I think
that's genius. Wait a minute. I didn't even think about that. We all know about takeout places and other businesses that may be open. I love the gift certificate idea, though. That way, cash is flowing with them to keep going, and yet you still have the gift. My one tip on that, I have a drawer just near me. When we get one, when Ro gets one in particular, I take it and stick it in there. I have a big envelope. I don't let it linger for under a second. It's like a food dropping on the ground immediately in the drawer. That's the only way.
Well, otherwise it might not work for everybody then, but I used to be a small business owner, and I can understand how, you know, any cash, even if it's 25 or 50 bucks that you get coming in, that's, you know, it's going to keep lights on. It's going to keep the food on your table. It's going to keep your kids fed. So, you know, I think that's probably the smartest thing.
It is. Thank you, Bob. Thank you very much for that. That was a great call. How about that as a tip? So what are you going to do if you're getting the couples, the $2,400 in this first, and it's not a stimulus, it's right, it's just bailing water out of the boat. What will you do with that? I like his suggestion. If you can, and you have your, you know, and that's depending upon the business, though. I mean, I don't know how many businesses, it's such a whack-a-mole list here that it's hard to even tell who's open, who's not open, what they're going to do with this stuff. 855-839-1210. I like his theory, though. And particularly, you know, I think of great local businesses. A lot of the people that are my friends, and you hear them on my show, Captain Chucky's one that comes to mind, but Dr. Bentz, Diane Cardano, we have a whole array of them. Kathy Ganna, you know, a Rescue. These are all locals. They're all local, local, local. And that's where, you know, we can do the most good during this. Would you be able to do that? But if you need it, you got to pay off these bills. You got to pay whatever, and nothing's coming in, and there's still uncertainty out there. You see how the battle is shaping up, though. Trump talking about that cut we played you with the reporter. There are places in this country where things are not like New York or California or even Pennsylvania, New Jersey. Can they reopen? That's what he's pushing to do. Now, there are six Republican governors who have said, shelter in place, essentially, stay at home. Stay at home would be the phrase. And those six will be under tremendous pressure if Trump, say, this coming Tuesday, says, all right, by Easter, I think we ought to be able to do X. Now, we have the head of the CDC on. I have your specific questions for him, but I also have these broader questions, like, how do we know what the mortality rate is versus those that have symptoms on this? I have a question from Dr. Rubin for yesterday about self-quarantining, self-isolating. Why the 14 days? But I have studied this. I've been working on this. Dan's been great with getting us. This is the guy, really, other than Dr. Fauci, he's the one that I wanted to talk with. Not as much with the Surgeon General. This guy heading up the CDC, Redfield, is the one in the center ring with this. The one that I like is Dr. Birx. She yesterday talked about some of the good news around this. And, you know, this flattening the curve, I don't think we're doing it yet. But the news in New York is it is not expanding with hospital stay as much as they thought. It has been under their projections. That's good. We're not grabbing at straws here. We're just trying to be balanced and give hope at the same time as we're giving what the facts are. But here's Seth Meyers, Dan. This is Cut 13. This guy who's working, and I bet Seth Meyers, for his limited talent, probably gets $3 or $4 million a year for his late night show and all that stuff. He was fine on SNL, but his show is not funny. It's more of a bring on these guests and attack Trump. Listen to what he says that Trump is up to.
We're now in an extremely dangerous moment where a reckless ruling class and a self-absorbed president are trying to prematurely end the fight against a dangerous pandemic because their stock portfolios are taking a hit. This is sociopathic governance. If you were evaluating the mental competence of our president, you definitely wouldn't be able to say he's in
tippy-top shape.
All righty then, sociopathic governance. But Bret Baier last night on Fox News Channel, Cut 15, he gave us the Gallup poll. And you know, the Gallup poll is the gold standard. How are Americans? See, Seth Meyers is smarter than you and me. He sees this as a sociopath governance, and it's going to kill us. What's the average American, even independents, in the latest Gallup poll, think about what Trump is doing here?
The president has tied his all-time best approval mark, 49% in the new Gallup poll. His approval for handling this coronavirus crisis is at 60%, and even 60% among independents polled in that Gallup poll.
Well, I like that. Even 60% among independents. Let me go to Warren in North Wales. Hey, Warren, welcome in.
Hey, how you doing today, Dom?
Good, Warren.
Yeah, I'd like to comment on the package that was passed by the Senate.
Sure.
And I think there's way too much pork in there for stuff we really don't need. And I understand this is only going to be for like 3 or 4 months.
Yes.
Economic plan. What are we going
to
do then?
We all agree with that. But let me put the question to you. What do you do then? Do you continue to fight it out with Democrats when we have 3.3 million that have just filed unemployment compensation claims?
Well, maybe. You know, we can't destroy the country economically just for this, just for a couple months, you know. And then
I hear you, Warren. I have to roll here for the CDC head, but let me say this. This is a bad bill and all that stuff, but given the circumstances, they needed to do it. I'm on board with it. And again, we can pick it apart. I don't think it's going to ruin the country. What's going to ruin us, those 3.3 million people, if we don't get them help? That's the way I see it.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.